What if every day $2,400 was deposited into your bank account? $100 for every hour of the day. How would you spend it? You know, I could dream up lots of ways to spend that kind of money. A new car, a boat, new decor for the house. I've always wanted to go to Greece. And when you start kind of adding it up, and if I save it, then I could have $16,800 by the end of the week. But there's a catch. All $2,400 has to be spent in a day. That kind of changes things a bit, doesn't it? I mean, what could we do with that? Although initially our thoughts kind of go to self-indulgence, now I kind of start to think, could I use that to help somebody else? Maybe pay someone's bill that's been struggling, or I could fill the fridge at a children's home. Maybe a month's stay at a hotel for somebody who doesn't have a place to sleep, or maybe a new toy for every kid that's in the hospital. You know, ideas kind of start to swirl as we think about all that we could do, and excitement stirs in our hearts, and we realize just how many needs there are when we get outside of our bubble. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome to be able to serve others because of this beautiful gift that we've received? That is exactly what the Lord has called us to. Listen to this in Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Liberty, freedom, grace. It's the beautiful gift given to each person who believes in Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord. But that grace isn't for us to use for our own selfish desires. It's not a license to sin and be free from the consequences. I mean, far from it. It's a rescue from sin and an opportunity to share with others. You know, every day we're given 24 hours. How are we going to spend it? Will we focus only on ourselves, or will we take a look around and notice the needs of our neighbors and offer hope and love to them? The most incredible part is that God has given us the exact amount of time for us to do the work that He's called us to do, and we don't need to waste it. I would love to share just a little more with you if you have a few more minutes. We can keep sipping our coffee together and go deeper into the Word. I'll send you some questions to help you spend a little more time with the Savior and reflect on what we've kind of talked about this morning. You can scan the QR code or you can text the number on your screen so you can sign up for this extra resource. Enjoy your day.